MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Monday morning, New Mexico State Forester Laura McCarthy enacted statewide fire restrictions to reduce the risk of wildfires from being started. The restrictions on non-municipal, non-federal, and non-tribal lands statewide bans fireworks, campfires, prescribed open agricultural and debris burning, along with flaring of gas related to oil and gas production. A release from the state forester stated the restrictions are necessary to reduce the risk for the duration of the particularly hot, dry wildfire season. The release also stated she may allow additional exceptions upon receiving a written request. Go to emnrd.nm.gov/sfd for more information. And New Mexico offers tuition-free college through the Opportunity and Lottery Scholarships, but hikes in tuition can still hurt graduate students, out-of-state students, and some student-athletes. So some state officials are asking colleges not to raise tuition. Higher Education Department Cabinet Secretary Stephanie Rodriguez said keeping tuition low is important not only for students currently covered by scholarships, but also for protecting the long-term promise of tuition-free college in New Mexico. She said if state revenues decline in the future, scholarship funding could face pressure. She also credited the free tuition lottery scholarship for some reporting that New Mexico now ranks 20th in the nation for higher education, and that's up from number 50 7 years ago. And New Mexico has fought an uphill battle against littering and illegal dumping for decades. Since the 1960s, the state has employed a series of anti-litter campaigns to attempt to address the issue, from Keep New Mexico Beautiful to Toss No Moss, and now Breaking Bad Habits, in which Bryan Cranston reprises his role as the infamous drug dealer Walter White to intimidate people to keep litter out of my territory. Despite these efforts, littering and illegal dumping in the state remains pervasive. On April 17th and 18th, cleanup and beautification events across the state will be held, and Keep Ruidoso Beautiful will hold the event starting at Wingfield Park. For more information, go to ruidoso-nm.gov and join the cleanup. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.